Nantucket, Tabitha. She has been invited to a cocktail party on the Belle, a 77-foot wooden motor yacht built in 1929 that is now used for entertaining by members of the Westmore Club. This evening's soiree is being thrown by people Tabitha barely knows, and it's still rather chilly to be out on the harbor. But ever since Tabitha broke up with Ramsay, she has been desperate to get out of the house. Ramsay will be sitting at the bar at the Straight Wharf, waiting for Kaylee to finish her shift. Tabitha was the one to break things off, yet Ramsay has rebounded far more quickly. Instantly, in fact. For the 3 years Tabitha and Ramsay dated, Tabitha teased him about wanting someone younger, which he denied. And yet Kaylee, a name fit for a chew toy as far as Tabitha is concerned, is only 22. When Tabitha was 22, she was roundly pregnant. She had never had a chance to spend a summer bartending or get a tattoo. She never had the opportunity to break away from her mother's fashion empire and pursue her own passions, real estate, architecture, interior design. And then when she was 25, she endured a tragedy from which she still hasn't recovered. Ramsay knew about Julian, and he knew it was a void that could never be filled. Or so Tabitha had thought. But on a frigid night this past February, when they had both been sober, and there wasn't even alcohol to blame, Ramsay had said, "The only way to put your sadness behind you is to start fresh. Let's have a baby." There had been no point in responding. He didn't get it. He would never get it, Tabitha realized. She gave him the "we want different things" talk, and 2 days later, he moved out. The party isn't bad. The host and hostess are from Tallahassee, so by nature they find New England brisk. Hence, they've provided a pile of cashmere wraps in optimistic summertime hues, cantaloupe, fuchsia, aquamarine, for the female guests on the boat to borrow. There is an endless supply of very cold Laurent Perrier Rosé and a piped-in soundtrack of Sinatra and Dean Martin that Tabitha just loves. Because she had no youth, she has adopted the tastes of her mother, Eleanor.